Additional information. Not long ago, a newspaper column caught my attention. It was the first time since I came to America that I read about an issue similar to the ones I often heard in China. It all started from a letter sent to a newspaper column by a woman named Sally from Toronto, Canada. She told the columnist about her unpleasant experience on a bus ride in Canada. She was in the late stage of her pregnancy with very swollen ankles. However, people on the bus just pretended not to notice her. The responses to Sally's letter, in the columnist's words, were staggering, and many of them were unpredictable. Almost all the women readers, of course, gave their understanding and sympathy to Sally. A woman who signed her name as L.M. related Sally's experience with her own. She told the columnist that she had used public transportation for 11 years in Detroit and never saw a man give his seat to a pregnant woman. She pointed out, however, women passengers did it all the time. As for her own experience, she once offered a seat to another pregnant woman when she herself was in her 7th month of pregnancy. When the other woman sat down and said to L.M., "Bless you for saving my life," the man sitting next to her turned red as a tomato. Some people think that nowadays in America, a lot of men were raised with no manners. A woman reader from California wrote about what she once saw on a bus and implied that parents should be strict with their children's behavior. She was sitting behind a mother and a teenage son. An elderly lady got on the bus and stood near the boy, struggling to stay upright. The boy was engrossed in his comic book when his mother poked him and ordered him to give his seat to that elderly woman. The Californian woman thought the mother was doing a fine job bringing up her son. Men readers, however, responded to Sally differently. Some of them have long resented women's equal rights campaigns and took this opportunity to get back at women. Here is what a man from Anchorage, Alaska, wrote. "This is for Sally in Toronto, who figures she is entitled to a seat on the bus because she is 7 months pregnant. Get real, lady. This is the 90s. You women have been screaming about equal rights, so now you've got them. Live with your equal rights and stop beefing." Another reader from Philadelphia claimed he learned his lesson from an experience on a bus. This is what he wrote in his letter published in November 1990. "The last time I offered a woman a seat on the bus was in 1972. She glared at me and said, 'Do I look helpless?' I replied, 'No, but I thought—'" She cut me off with, "You thought? The trouble with you chauvinists is that you don't think. Women today don't want a seat on a bus. They want equal pay." She then launched into a women's liberation lecture. I was never so glad to get off a bus in my life. There are also those who are unhappy with life and hate the world in which they are living. Therefore, they use Sally's letter as an opportunity to speak out their mind. A person from Oakland does not think Sally deserves any sympathy. His reason is that overpopulation is a major problem in the universe today, and there are other reasons that he dislikes this world. Therefore, he concludes that anyone who would bring a child into this crazy, mixed-up world is insane and deserves punishment.